Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to the Leadership Series On the Sofa with Angie. I'm Angie Vo, the founder and CEO of Women in Tech Forum, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Lee Frankel, who is the Director of Data and AI at Monzo. Lee, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Angie.
So before we dive into to your career as the Director of Data and AI at Monzo, I would love to hear a little bit more about your journey into the field of technology.
Sure. So from a very young age, I knew what I wanted to do. My mom is a psychologist. My dad was a computer scientist. So I kind of always was interested in the combination between behavior and patterns. So it was a very easy way for me to start it, especially when I started programming. I was 5 or 6, and it just went on from there.
So having a career in machine learning and data, and also, as we know, females are heavily underrepresented in this particular part of technology. Did you encounter any obstacles along the way?
So to be honest, I started it quite early on. ML was not a big thing when I started being an ML engineer. When I finished it, they thought I could only work as a statistician or something quite simple. Then there was this huge, huge, huge rise of the machines or of all of these areas. And therefore, it was very, very attractive to work in it. And given that there are not that many people working in that field, I had a lot of opportunities. I think it was really good because the opportunities were not about me being a female. It was about how good I am and how technical I am in the field. However, again, I think as a woman in tech, especially I would say before the Me Too era, I think I had a few different observations about how things could work better. And I think I took it along from my journey as well. I think in many forums, I was the only female. And sometimes it would be quite tough. Sometimes you won't get the stage. I think focusing on how I do things and building my brand was crucial for this to be successful.
Thank you. And one of the challenges you mentioned is sort of standing out when you're the only woman in the room. What strategies do you use personally to stand out and really own your space?
I think because I come from the data and ML, I like to come in with a lot of facts and a lot of data to back what I'm saying. I think sometimes as women, we can be a bit self-conscious or not as confident as counterparts. And I think just being there with examples, with facts, always helped me being able to get the stage, get my message across, and do it in a way that also is understandable to the room.
Absolutely. That preparation is absolutely key, because with that comes the credibility, the data points behind it, and also it sort of gives you those pre-prepared talking points that really helps you stand out in those environments. So in addition to your day job, you also champion diversity and inclusion at Monzo. What's your approach to inclusion in the workplace?
So I think one of the main things you need to focus on is hiring. So hiring needs to be very diverse. We have a very good hiring team that is actually making sure that we see enough diverse candidate. Obviously, we will hire the best person for the role, but I think it's crucial to see at least 80% of diversity when you're hiring to make sure that you actually see the whole talent. So I think this is one area where I think it's key to actually really invest in. I think another thing that I do, and I think a lot of our leaders are doing, is talking openly and creating a safe space. So what are the challenges of being a woman in a workplace, a mom in a workplace, being neurodiverse, being from a different race, from a different background? I think that openness in the leadership level is crucial to be able to feel like that there is psychological safety around the company. I think another thing that is done very good in Monzo is the work-life balance. So I think making sure that people can work when it's suitable for the company, but also around their life is really fundamental, specifically for women, if you're a mom, or even if you're like, you know, you're just working better in the evenings. I think that flexibility allows different types of people to thrive.
Absolutely. And you're a working mother yourself and also a partner. You've got a very successful career. How do you find that balance?
Hard. To be honest, I think it's an impossible sort of battle. And I think the main thing you need to always remember is you can't be perfect. You'll have to drop some balls, and you'll never be the perfect mom, the perfect employee. But that's okay because you're doing a lot of things. So I think first of all, being a bit more gentle and a bit more caring about yourself is really, really important. I think I always work hard, and I sometimes make the mistake of overcompensating. So I'll work longer hours than I would have expected to, just because I feel I have kids, I need to make up for it. I think that especially when you have like leadership that is supporting it, you should do it a lot less. So you should be able to say, well, I work 100%, that's good. Well, I feel sometimes working moms work 110% just not to feel guilty. And I think like that's something that could be done better. I think another thing that works really well for me is the flexibility. So I'll take my kids in the morning, I'll join calls in the evening, I'll spend time with my kids. And if I need to, I'll log in the evening. I would not log in on holidays or on weekends. I want to make sure that my kids are my focus and my free time, but also that my work is my focus and my work time. I think the key thing for me, the key tip is being super, super organized about time and priorities. And that comes from my personal life, but also the work life. So I think like before I had kids, my time was not as efficient. I think right now I know exactly between 8 and 9 what I'm going to do, how it's going to look like, and what I need to do to make sure that everything works correctly. So I think pre-planning and being organized about it is the key thing for me. I have to make it work.
Absolutely. And I love what you said about being kind to yourself as well. I think often as working mothers, we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in every aspect of our life. And as you said, it's just not physically possible. And you know, that prioritization and organization is absolutely key. And I would also say communication as well. Communicating to your team or your leaders, hey, I'm going to be offline between 4:30 and 5:30 because I'm picking my children up from school, but I'll be back online at 6 p.m. if you need anything. And so just having that open dialogue, I think it instills confidence in those around you as well. So yes. So thank you. So my final question is on the approach to diversity and inclusion. What advice would you give to other leaders in terms of creating more inclusive and diverse teams?
So I think first of all, there needs to be a commitment. People need to actually say that that's what they're going to do and find ways to actually achieve it. I think the first like thing you need to do is actually be committed to it and not just say things. Say I want to get to a 30% diversity, 50%, and how does good look like? I think there needs to be recruitment and retention strategies. So how do you make sure that parents feel included? How do you make sure that you hire the right people, that you give them the right spot? I think I've seen statistics before that women apply for jobs there, like they have to be 95% suitable for, where men go for 60%. So I think like there needs to be a work around it to make sure that like, we do see enough women, even if it doesn't meet all the criteria, just because of that sort of like delta there. I think that we need to always have women in senior positions. So either promoting them or hiring, I think it's crucial. I think if you don't have these like female role models that you can look up for and be mentored by, it will be very difficult to actually create that sort of environment. So I think like that's one of the key things that needs to be there. Flexibility around work hours, around remote working. I think that's very, very important, especially to make sure that people feel like they can have a life and work. I think right now a lot of the companies do have this coming back into the office thing. And I do see that creating a lot of tension. I think it works very well for a lot of companies, but I'd also am a bit worried that that might impact some working moms as well. And yeah, and I think if you're talking about ML and AI, I think there needs to be also a conscious like decision of making sure that the technology is ethical, it's unbiased. You need to think about these things because with ML, you can always get some sort of, some sort of biases towards what is the bigger voice in the room. And I think specifically in this field, it will be quite crucial to have quite a lot of women. It's not a field with a lot of women in it. And I think that just making sure this is on top of everybody's mind, and how we build these technologies is also crucial.
Lots of great advice there. Thank you, particularly on how leaders can create more inclusive teams. And that psychological safety, I think, is really important where people feel that they can speak up, that they do have a voice. And all of that drives that sense of belonging, but also engagement and productivity. I really liked your point as well about bias in technology. I think one of the most concerning things recently is the OpenAI board is now all male. And if you think about the power of generative AI and how widely it's used by hundreds of millions of people, if bias is built into the technology from the outset, it's therefore going to impact the people it touches as well. So having those diverse technical teams, diverse engineers is really important, and that you're building technology that is representative of the communities it serves. Excellent. Well, that brings us to the end of our interview today. So thank you so much, Lee, for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much, Angie. It was great speaking to you too.